777th, again said Bildad, without lifting his eyes, and then went on mumbling, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." "I am going to put him down for the 300th, said Peleg. "Do you hear that, Bildad? The 300th lay, I say." Bildad lay down his book, and turning solemnly towards him, said, "Captain Peleg, thou hast a generous heart, but thou must consider the duty thou owest to the other owners of this ship, widows and orphans, many of them, and that if we too abundantly reward the labors of this young man, we may be taking bread from those widows and those orphans. The 777th lay, Captain Peleg." "Thou, Bildad!" roared Peleg, starting up and clattering about the cabin. "Blast ye, Captain Bildad, if I had followed thy advice in these matters, I would afore now had a conscience to lug about, and would be heavy enough to founder the largest ship that ever sailed round Cape Horn."
"Captain Peleg," said Bildad steadily, "thy conscience may be drawing 10 inches of water or 10 fathoms, I can't tell. But as thou art still an impenitent man, Captain Peleg, I greatly fear lest thy conscience be but a leaky one, and will in the end sink thee foundering down to the fiery pit, Captain Peleg."
"Fiery pit! Fiery pit! You insult me, man! Past all natural bearing ye insult me!